A number of minority groups have been feeling that they're in the political and cultural crosshairs in this country. It's hard to deny that the way the last election played out has contributed to an atmosphere that has left many, including religious minority groups, feeling attacked and vulnerable. For one look at the statistics behind the broader assumptions, the 2017 American Muslim Survey from the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding is an important resource, and I'm joined now by Research Director Daya Magahed. Daya, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
This is the second comprehensive survey of American Muslims that you've done. Were you looking to assess anything particular this year?
When we were doing this research, we wanted to get a pulse on how different faith communities were feeling after the results of the 2016 elections. And we also wanted to look at specifically the Muslim community in terms of their own political and social challenges. So oftentimes with a community that feels so under siege, we don't pay enough attention to the struggles that they're facing internally, not just from social forces outside of their community. So we looked at things like domestic violence, like intra-community racism. We didn't just focus on what was happening to Muslims from the outside, but what was going on inside the community as well. And what was really special is we did that across the board, so we always have comparisons, and we can ask the question, are Muslims exceptional, or are they human American citizens that suffer from the same social ills as everyone else?
What are some of the most noteworthy findings from the 2017 survey?
Well, I think the big story out of this study is that Muslims are the most negatively impacted faith community in America post-2016 elections, and actually even before. But Muslims are the most likely to say that they have faced religious discrimination of any other faith community. Most alarming is that it's even impacting children. Nearly 50% of Muslim families with school-age children report that their child has been bullied in school for their faith. And even more alarming, one in four of the times, it involves a teacher or administrator in actually bullying the child. That it's the teacher doing the bullying. So it's a very serious issue around this climate. This climate is impacting human beings in very real ways, and it's resulting in mental health struggles of people feeling so much anxiety and fear, that so much that they say that they need to actually seek counseling. You have people who feel so scared that they have even made plans to leave the country if it becomes necessary. So I think the story, the really major story that came out of this poll is that we have to take the rhetoric and the policies that we've been enduring over the past 2 years very seriously, because they're impacting families, American families, in a very serious way.
Are there noteworthy trends or changes compared to last year?
There were a few trends that we found. One is that there has been an uptick in American Muslim voter registration. A little over 300,000 additional voters have been registered in the Muslim community. It's an increase of 8%, which is by no means trivial. So the last year of mobilizing and trying to get people out there has had an impact, but still Muslims are less likely than other faith communities to have registered or voted in the last election, primarily because of a lack of enthusiasm for either candidate.
Did any of the findings really surprise you?
There were some surprising findings. I was surprised by the level of bullying, quite frankly. I didn't know, and I didn't realize how severe it was, nor did I realize that a quarter of the time a teacher or administrator was involved. That was alarming. Another thing that surprised me, though, was how people seem to be responding to prejudice. So I mentioned the discrimination and the bullying and some of these things, but the way people are responding as well is also by increasing their civic engagement. A quarter of Muslims say that in response to the election, they started volunteering or contributing to a civic organization that they hadn't before. There's also a great deal of solidarity with other marginalized groups. So Muslims are the most likely faith group to say they support Black Lives Matter. Now, a quarter of Muslims are Black, so these are not two mutually exclusive groups at all. But that does not explain their support. Asian Muslims also support Black Lives Matter at equal levels to Black Muslims. And even other race groups within the Muslim community support Black Lives Matter much higher than the general public. So some of these things really surprised me. I wasn't sure what I'd find in terms of how people were responding to the current climate.
What impact on the Muslim community is this whole Muslim ban initiative of the administration? How is that impacting?
There's a direct and indirect impacts. The direct impacts are that people are in limbo. Families have been broken apart. In some cases, children can't be reunited with parents. I mean, it's a very serious issue in terms of the direct impact on Americans with families that are of other citizenships included in this ban. The indirect impact is that Muslims feel singled out. They feel that they are criminalized as a community, and that alienation is very detrimental. It's also creating psychological space and license for hate, and sometimes that hate becomes violent. We have found an astronomical uptick in hate crimes targeting Muslims and other people of color as well.
What is it going to take to get rid of this bias? I mean, is there some big event that's got to take place, or how are we going to get rid of it?
It's not going to be a big event. It'll be slowly and surely. We get rid of bias by first being aware that they exist. Being aware of our implicit bias is actually a very powerful way to get rid of bias, and research has shown that. The second way that we get rid of bias is through education and exposure. So getting to know a Muslim does, of course, help, and we should try to get to know people that we are unfamiliar with and may harbor prejudice against. But the third way, and I think this is perhaps one of the most important, is for the media to start being objective, to start doing its job to inform the public rather than to disinform the public. And if the media continues to be so biased, one study found that 90% of news coverage on Islam and Muslims is negative, not neutral, but negative in terms of its tone and its content. And the more that we consume negative media, the more we are going to continue to make decisions based on bias rather than facts.
Yeah. Daya Magahed is Research Director at the Institute for Social Policy, which has just released its 2017 survey titled American Muslims at the Crossroads. We'll link to it from stateofbelief.com. Thanks so much for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.